The third parak continues the theme of the different levels of tahara as it relates to different type of items. And what our focus is going to be for the first three mishnayos is differences between truma, the holiness that we have to maintain for truma, somebody who is makbid on keeping truma on a certain level of tahara, which was our level number three in the prior parak, and level number four, kodesh, which are the various sacrificial foods, substances that were used in the Beis Hamikdash, for example, parts of Korbanos and Korban Minchan, and along those lines. So we're going to see in the first three Mishnayas that there are 11 times, 11 instances cited in our Mishnayas when we maintain Kodesh to be on a higher level, that we have certain chumrah stringencies as it relates to Kodesh relative to Truma. So Mishnah Aleph starts as follows, Chomer b'Kodesh mebitruma. This is where we are more stringent when it comes to Kodesh relative to Truma. Number one, and we'll list the 11 as we go through. Number one, Shemat Bilin Kalim Betoch Kalim Latruma Valo La Kodesh. When we're toveling and we have two Kalim to Tovel, it's permitted when we are toveling for purposes of maintaining, toveling for purposes of Truma, that we can tovel a Kli and another Kli, and we don't have to concern that the inner Kli is not going to get a good Tefillah in Mikvah. It can be used thereafter for Truma, but for Kodesh, we'd have to separate and tovel each Kli separately. Number two, Achoraim V'soch V'beitzat Tefita Betruma, when it comes to a kli that's made of different parts, for example, we're talking about a kli that has an outside and an inside and a handle, and there's going to be a tuma derabanan that touches one of those three parts. When it comes to truma, only that one part, not all three, not the entire kli becomes tame. But when it comes to the situation that we want to use that kli for kodesh, avalolak b'kodesh, that if a kli is touched with a truma derabanan, with a tuma derabanan, the entire kli is going to become tame, and none of it can be used for kodesh. Number three, hanosia samidra, somebody who's carrying something that has tumas midrash that we've talked about in the past. Noseh as a truma, he is permitted in his hadaran, for example, to carry truma in an earthenwell vessel. We don't have to be concerned that the truma in the left hand, for example, the midrash is going to go and he's going to put it into the earthenwell vessel in which he has truma avalo as a kodesh, but we're not going to take a chance. When it comes to kodesh, we can't have the same person carrying tumas midrash in one hand and kodesh in the other. Number four, bigde ochle truma midrash la kodesh. We've seen this in the prior perek, that the clothing of somebody who maintains himself on the level of truma, that clothing is going to be considered tameim, a tumas midras, for somebody who needs to adhere to or desires to adhere to the level of kodesh. Number five, look, midas ha-kodesh, midas ha-truma. There's a difference between the stringencies when it comes to kodesh and when it comes to truma as it pertains to toveling a garment. Sheba kodesh matir, Umenagev umatbil. So when it comes to toveling a garment that is going to be used for purposes of kodesh, we have to take out all the knots in the garment. We can't assume that the water will enter throughout the garment if there's a knot in it. And in addition, if there are liquids on it, we have to remove them. We have to assume that they will act as a chatzitza. And thereafter, only that opening up the knots and taking off any liquids on the garment, matbil, you can tovel v'achar kach kosher, and then you can retie those knots thereafter. About truma, when it comes to toveling for purposes of truma, kosher v'achar kach matbil, you can tie the knots, the chatchila, in advance. You don't have to be concerned, and you can be tovel with the knots. Mishnah Beis, the sixth difference between kodesh, when we're stricter, when kodesh relative to truma, kalim hanigmarim betara, when we have kalim that the artisan making it was strict about the tahara level, and he was careful to that there would be no tuma that would touch the kli that he's making. Despite that, Tzrichim tefila la kodesh, it would still require an additional tefila to use that kli for kodesh, avololo truma, but when it comes to truma, we can rely on the artisan, not a problem. Number seven difference, hakli mitzarev mash besocho la kodesh, if we have various food items inside a kli, and that so one of them is touched by somebody who is a tful yom, a very low level of tuma, so nonetheless, when it comes to kodesh, if he touches one item, inside, they are all going to become tameim for that, for the purposes of kodesh, avolol chuma, but for purposes of chuma, if he touches one, just that one becomes tameh, not all of them. Number 8, harvi ba kodesh pasu vashlishi ba chuma, when it comes to the chain of making something tameh, if you have a ava tuma, makes a rishon, makes a sheni. The sheni would only make something if it's into a shlishi or revi, if it is kodesh or truma. And when it comes to haraviba kodesh pasul, when it comes to kodesh, you can get fourth, you can go all the way to arvi when it comes to tuma, but it ends there. But when it comes to truma, it's only going to end at a shlishi of tuma. It's not going to make it to arvi, and it will end there. Number 9, v'truma, im nitmeis achas miadav, when for purposes of handling truma, if somebody has one hand that becomes tame atuma derabanan, chaverta tahora, the other hand will be tahor, and the person can handle truma. Uva kodesh, when it comes to handling kodesh, if one hand becomes tame with something that's tuma derabanan, mat bil shteyam, you have to tovel both hands, sheyad mitame et chaverta bekodesh avol lo betrum, because one hand automatically, if he becomes tame, the other hand also automatically, if the one hand becomes tame, the second one automatically becomes tame when it comes to kodesh avol lo betruma, but not when it comes to truma, the hands are independent of one another. Mishnah Gimel points out number 10 now. Ochlin ocholim neguvin biadayim esuavos betruma. If we have truma, it's permitted. If we have a food that is dry, we are permitted to eat truma, even if the hands are tameim, because the item is dry, it's not going to be makabel tuma avalob kodesh. But when it comes to kodesh, we're going to be stricter that even if the hands, which are tameim, the item is dry, still, we are not going to be able to eat the kodesh with those tameh hands. Number 11, onen, somebody who is in aninos, somebody passed away, but it's before the kvura, who mechusar pekipurim, somebody who is lacking kapara, and it did. What that means is he simply hasn't brought his korban. He went to a mikveh, he waited till nightfall. He has to bring the korban the next day. So, but trichim tefila lakodesh, when it comes to kodesh, because those an onen and a mechusar kipurim are not permitted to have kodesh, we're concerned that we have a hesach hadas from kodesh. They may not have maintained themselves on the level for kodesh, so they need to have an additional tefila before eating kodesh. Avolola truma, because the onen and mechusar kipurim are permitted to have truma, they do not need to take an additional dip in the mikvah, because we're not concerned they had a hesach hadas from truma, because they were never prohibited to have truma. Mishnah Dalet, we're actually going to reverse gears now, and despite the fact that kodesh is on a higher level of tahara than truma, nonetheless there are times that we are going to be stricter when it comes to truma relative to kodesh. Or chomer betruma, there are times we're going to be stricter with truma. Sheb Yehuda, in the lands of Yehuda, ne'emanim al taharas yayin v'shemen kol yamos hashana. Now, when it comes to an amaret, somebody who is not strict about the halachas of truma and taharas, that's an amaret. He's not a chaver who is strict. Nonetheless, they are going to be believed if they say that I maintain, for example, a vessel, or I didn't touch something. When it comes here, it's talking about they pressed wine or shemen or oil, that they're believed when it comes to kodesh to say that this item is on the level of kodesh. It did not become tameh, and it can be used for purposes of kodesh in the base of migdash. Ubashas agitos ubabadim afalot truma. When it comes to truma, an amaret is not believed all year round, with the exception of during the harvest time or during the time that they are pressing the grapes or pressing the olives. On those times, everyone was strict about maintaining their level of tahara to the level of truma, so they would be believed, but only on those specific times in the years, not the rest of the year. Avru hagitos v'habadim v'heviu lo chavi shal yayin shal truma. If the harvesting season passed, their wine and grape season passed, pressing season passed, and an amaret comes to a kohen and says, here's a barrel of wine that has been maintained on the level of truma, because it's not during the season, lo yikablenu mimenu, the kohen cannot accept it from him. The amaret is not neman at those times to say that he maintains a level of tahara for truma of amanicha lagasa, but what he can do, as long as he maintains the level of tahara needed for truma, that amaret can keep it until the next harvest season and pressing season, when he is believed, and then he can give it to the kohen at that point. Vim amar law. If the amarat says to him, he he frashti lesocha reviz kodesh, even though it's truma and he's not believed on it. But if he says there is, even though it's truma, he's not believed on it, but he says there is kodesh, there's a reviz halug, a small amount of kodesh in it that has I have designated to go to the base of mikdash to be used in the korbanos. In that situation, that amaretz is ne'eman not only on the kodesh but on the truma as well. Kade yain v'kade shemen hamudos. If we have an amaretz and he comes and says, this is a kad, this is a jug of wine, this is a jug of shemen, a jug of oil, and it's all mixed. In other words, it's tevel. I haven't taken any trumas and maishras on it, but I am intending on taking trumas and maishras. He's not neman on the truma, but he also says that there also is included, I am intending to give some of this yain or shemen for kodesh. So there is kodesh that will be kodesh. Right now it's not kodesh. If it were kodesh right now, he would be ne'eman, but he's saying, I'm going to designate some as kodesh in the future. Accordingly, ne'emanim aleim bishas hakitos v'abanim. He is ne'eman on the jugs themselves to say at the time. It's at the time of the pressing season. He's ne'eman then, but not only then, v'kodim l'gito shivim yom, also 7 days in advance of the pressing season, because that's when the amei ha'aretz, everyone would prepare their vessels on the level of tahara, so he's believed even 70 days before the pressing season. Mishnah min hamodi is v'lifnim, and continues discussing this concept that we, when we have an Am Haaretz, so, and the, when we have the stringency of sometimes we're going to be stricter when it comes to Truma over Kodesh, so those concepts are continuing. Min hamodi is v'lifnim, ne'manim al klei chera. So if we have the concept here, what's going on is, typically when we have an Am Haaretz, he's not believed when it comes to his kelim. We assume that they are Temeim. However, there is going to be a time that he is going to be Ne'eman. There was a lack of proper pottery necessary close to Yerushalayim to be used for cooking Kodesh, to be cooking the parts of the Karbanos, and also to be baking with the Korban Mincha, the leftover that was given to the donors, the people, the owners of the Korban Mincha, to bake it in earthenware vessels. And most of the potters making the pottery were Amaratzim. So despite that fact that their kalim should have been Temeim, Chazal were lenient, we need kalim, so they were believed, even though they were Amaratzim, if it was close to Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, Min HaModi'is V'lifnim, if they were from Modi'is, which is about 15 kilometers from Yerushalayim, and towards Yerushalayim, even the Amei Ha'aretz were Ne'emanim al Klei Cheres, they were believed to say that their Klei Cheres, their earthenware vessels, were maintained on the requisite level to be used with Kodesh, min ha-modi'is v'lachutz, ein ne'emanim from modi'is. And outside, further from Yerushalayim, they were not ne'emanim, but when it came to Truma, they were not ne'eman in that area, even towards Yerushalayim. Ketzad, so what are we talking about? That he was ne'eman, hakadar shumochar akteros, if we have a potter who sells pottery, small pottery to be used, as we described before, nichnas lifnim min ha-modi'is, if he is between modi'is, towards Yerushalayim, closer to Yerushalayim, who hakadar ven akreros ven alokhim ne'eman, if he's the same potter, it's the same pottery, it's the same purchasers, if he's in that area, he is ne'eman. However, if he goes in the opposite direction, further from Yerushalayim, then eino ne'eman, now he is no longer believed. And in a similar vein, talking about when people are believed, even though they're amaratzim, when it comes to Tuma and Tara, Mishnah Vav Hagabayim, if we have a Jewish tax collector collecting taxes on behalf of a non-Jewish government, and he went into somebody's house to collect the debt, and he collects some vessels from there. And we have thieves, and they stole an earthenware vessel, and they returned it now. In both of those situations, they both ne'eman to say, we didn't touch. When it's talking about the gabai, the tax collector is ne'eman to say, I only touched the items that I took, the vessels I took. You don't have to assume that everything else in the house was touched by that Am Haaretz tax collector, and everything else is tame. Same thing when it comes to the person who's stealing, whether he went to the house or he took out, he has a specific earthenware vessel that he stole and he's returning it. Now he's ne'eman to say, I only touched the outside, not the inside, and an earthenware vessel only becomes tame from touching the inside, not the outside. And in addition, another point that we have is we're referring back to the prior Mishnah where we talk about small earthenware vessels. Now we're talking about large earthenware vessels. Yerushalayim ne'emanim al hakodesh, even the large earthenware utensils that the Amei Haaretz are ne'eman in Yerushalayim to say that they maintain this on the level of kodesh. But they were only Ne'eman at the time of the Shalosh Regalim to be Ne'emanim, to say we maintain Truma items at a certain level, their utensils, at the level that it could be used for Truma. So here again we see that we are Machmir when it comes to Truma, and lenient when it comes to Kodesh, because these Amorasim were Ne'eman Yerushalayim all year round. Continuing in a similar vein, HaPoseach Es Chaviso, if we have a seller of various food items, and he opened up a large barrel of wine during the regel. During the regel, the Amaratzim were Ne'emanim. During the regel, the assumption is even Amaratzim, they maintain their Tahara, and we don't have to assume everything they touch becomes Tameh. So they were in the store. We have a store owner who is a Chaver. He wants to maintain everything on the level of Tahara, that anyone can purchase it. And same thing applies, somebody who was selling during the regel dough, and he started the dough, and now it's after the regel, and he has leftover wine, and he has leftover dough, and it was touched by an Ama Aretz during the regel. During the regel, they were Ne'emani, but this is now after the regel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmar, Rabbi Yehuda says, because it was started during the regel, when these Amaratzim were presumed to be Tahor, that store owner can continue selling those items, even though it's now after the regel, but he can sell it as if it is on the proper level of Tahara. V'chachamim ramin lo yigmar. The Chachamim say you can't continue selling those items during the regel. That is when we are okay with Amaratzim touching things, but as soon as the regel ends, even the things that they touch prior during the regel, that cannot be sold anymore. It can no longer advertise it as being proper to be used with Kodesh and with Truma. Continuing, Misha Avar Regel, once the Regel passed by, now we're talking again, Hayuma Avirin Al Talas Hazer, a similar concept, that everything that was in the Beis HaMikdash, the vessels, the movable vessels that were in the Hazar, the Beis HaMikdash, we had Kohanim during the Avodah, and not all the Kohanim are Chaverim. We have Amaratzim, Kohanim that aren't strict enough about Tuma and Tara as well, so right after the Regel, during the Regel, they're Ne'emani, but right after the Regel, we have to go and take all the vessels and tovel all of them in the mikvah. Avar haregel b'yom hashisi, if the regel finished literally on Friday, but it means it finished Thursday night, lo ayuma avirin, they do not turn over the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, they didn't tat metaher hit on Friday, mipnei kavod haShabbos, because the Kohanim would be involved in getting ready for Shabbos. Accordingly, they pushed it off to Sunday to be metaher all of the items in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo b'yom chamishi shein Kohanim penuim, even on Yom Chamishi. In other words, if the regel of the Shalosh Regalim had ended on Wednesday night, on Thursday they were also busy in the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. They were cleaning up. They were cleaning the Mizbeach from all the ash that had accumulated. That was Thursday. And then Friday, they were busy getting ready for Shabbos. So again, it would be pushed off to Sunday when they would meet Metzahir, when they would immerse all of the kelim used on the regel into the mikvah. Mishneches, now we can going to give some more detail. Kates and Ma'avirin al Taras Hazar. How did they make this turnover? How were they Metzahir? All of those kelim that were used in the Beis HaMikdash during the regel, because it was touched by Amaratzi, Matbili, Mesa, Kelim, Shayub HaMikdash, they would tovel it in the mikvah. Now, there was one kli that they were not able to tovel, at least one, as we'll see shortly, V'ormin Lehem, so the Kohanim who are Chaverim, they would tell the Kohanim who are Amei Haaretz, you guys don't typically maintain yourself on the level of Tahara that would be required, so even during the regel, Hizaru Shlo Sigu Bashulchan, be careful you don't touch the shulchan. This is talking about the shulchan inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash, upon which they put the lechem hapanim, the showbread that was switched out on Shabbos. It was stayed for a week. Old was taken out, new was placed in, and that shulchan had to stay there all of the time. The pasuk says it has to be, the lechem hapanim has to be on that shulchan tamid all the time, so they would not be able to be metacher that shulchan in the mikvah. Accordingly, the Kohanim who were Amei Haaretz were told, don't touch that shulchan, don't touch that special table, because we cannot take it to be metacher like all the other kelim. Kol ha-kelim shayu b'mikdash. Now, when they made this turnover and they took all the kelim to be metacher them, all of the kelim in the mikdash, what would they use then if everything was being brought to the mikvah? Yesh lehem shnim u'shlishim, they had replacements, a second set, a third set. Shim nitmu arishonim yaviu shnim tachtem, that they, if the first set became tameim, or even one of the first set, they had replacements to use. Kol ha-kelim shayu b'mikdash, as going back to the concept that we would be metaher, all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, all the movable kelim in the Beis HaMikdash after the regel, to everything, to unim tevila, everything had to be toveled, chutz mimizbach hazahav, with the exception of the golden altar, umizbach hanachoshes, and the copper altar. There were two mizbachot, two altars in the base of Mikdash and the Mishkan, mivnesh and kekarka, divrei Rabbi Elazar. The reason why those did not need to be toveled is those are like the ground. Just like the ground cannot become tame, so too something attached to the ground cannot become tame, so they did not have to tovel the mizbachot. The chachamim omrim mivnesh and mitzubi, chachamim disagree. They are of the view, typically the ground and things attached to the ground don't have to be toveled, but because these mizbachot, these altars were plated with metal, they indeed could become tame, and accordingly, just like all the other movable vessels in the base of Mikdash, in the Mishkan, in the base of Mikdash, had to be toveled right after the regel, so too, chachamim are of the view that these two, these mizbachot, these altars, had to be toveled just like all the other kelim.